Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today I am going to continue to talk about spiritual warfare. And the title is, Do I Need Deliverance? Now, there may be someone listening who has no idea about the need for deliverance and what it is. So I want to begin by providing a quick overview of what the Bible says about the spirit realm. God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, created the spirit realm. You see, we live between two worlds, a natural world and a spiritual world. In Colossians chapter 1 and 15, it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He is eternal and existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything, in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the same things that we see and the things that we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. And one of God's angels, named Lucifer, rebelled against God's authority. He led a battle in heaven where he and his followers were defeated and thrown down to earth. Let me read that to you in Revelation chapter 12 and 7. It says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. Now, the spiritual warfare that was in heaven continues here on earth, and we are fighting against the devil and evil spirits. Listen to what the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 12. We're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. Now, the devil's plan is to dominate humanity through sin and evil spirits. These evil spirits are invisible beings that followed him, and they're looking for someone that they can live in or with. The devil and his evil spirits are trying to enslave us and destroy us. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. You see, evil spirits have been oppressing and possessing people throughout history. The Bible tells us about their activities because they actually enter and leave people depending on the individual's relationship with God or the condition that they're in that relationship with God, because they're searching for a home. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 12 and 43, when an evil spirit comes out of a person, it travels through dry places looking for a place to rest, but it does not find one. So the spirit says, I will go back to the house I left. And when that spirit comes back, it finds the house still empty, swept clean, and made neat. What that means is that spirit, for some reason, was forced out of that human being, and now it's come back to see if it can come back again. And when that place is without God's presence, there hasn't been a change of reaching out to God or accepting Jesus Christ, that spirit can now enter that person again. But before it does, the Bible says, that spirit goes out and brings seven other spirits even more evil than it is, and they go in together and live there, so that person is worse off than they were before. It is the same way with the evil people who live today. These are the words of Jesus, who is explaining to us about the spirit realm and evil spirits and how they do their best to possess and oppress people's lives. Now, many people are unaware that they're being oppressed or possessed by evil spirits. Therefore, the question, do I need deliverance, is a valid one. And that's the name of the message today. Do I need deliverance? Well, a definition of deliverance is the function of casting out evil spirits by a forceful commanding prayer using the authority of the name of Jesus Christ against sickness or bondage of the spirit, mind, or body. Now, some Christians mistakenly attribute the works of the flesh to demonic possession or oppression. And there is a difference. Let me explain it. As believers, you are tempted by your old desires, your old behaviors, but the Holy Spirit gives you power over the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5 and 16, it says, walk with the Holy Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. You see, the flesh refers to your carnal nature that can be rendered as dead with the help of the Holy Spirit. You can handle it. You aren't in bondage to your flesh. In fact, you have power over sin. In Romans 8 and 12, it says, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your carnal nature urges you to do. By the Holy Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body. So it's not the same. In fact, the desires of the flesh are overcome by offering your life in a complete sacrifice to God. In other words, be totally sold out to God. It says in Romans chapter 12, and one, that it's our choice. It says, brothers and sisters, in view of what we have just shared about God's compassion, I encourage you to offer your bodies as living sacrifices dedicated to God, because that is what pleases Him. Now, in the Bible, when it refers to the activity of evil spirits, it actually mentions that. And I want to give you an example when it comes to Judas. You remember Judas. Judas was the treasurer for Jesus and the disciples, and he would steal from the money bag. Now, this was an act of the flesh. However, when Judas decided to betray Jesus, the Bible says, then the devil entered into him. Now, listen to what it says in the scripture about what I'm saying to you now. It says in John 13, 21, Jesus was deeply troubled and he said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. And a disciple leaned over to Jesus and asked, Lord, who is it? And Jesus responded, it's the one to whom I give the bread to dip in the bowl. And when he had dipped it, he gave it to Judas. And when Judas had eaten the bread, Satan entered into him. In another part of scripture that talks about this incident, it says that Judas said to Jesus, actually asked him, am I the one? And Jesus said, yeah, you said it. And that was the opportunity that Judas could have walked away from this entire situation. But when he decided to go through with it, that is when he opened the door for Satan himself to walk into his life and control him. To be oppressed by an evil spirit or possessed means that evil spirit is now controlling you. It's actually making you do the things that you do. That has nothing to do with the flesh, because as I stated to you, the flesh is something you can control with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are four open doors that invite the activity of evil spirits. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and 8, it says, "Whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him." Now, the four open doors are generational curses, trauma and victimization, long-term sin, and occult involvement. And I'll explain all of this in detail next week. You know, when we're unpacking this whole topic of spiritual warfare and evil spirits, it's important that we really take our time. I want to actually give you some of the indicators of demonic influence as well. The first one is physical illness that does not get better or cannot be diagnosed. Another one is mental torment, fear, reoccurring nightmares, thoughts that disrupt your sleep. And then there's accusatory thoughts or voices in the mind that will not stop. There's feelings of shame or guilt that do not yield to God's forgiveness. And then there's depression, there's hopelessness, there's doubt. There's the inability to experience the love, the peace, the joy that the Holy Spirit produces. Let me go on. There's compulsive behavior, having affairs, addictions, substance abuse, gambling, pornography. The inability to change your behavior, no matter how much you want to do that, no matter how hard you try. There's the feeling that you're not in control, a sense that your life is not your own and something else is working against you. There's the personal or family problems that continue through generations, like divorce, sickness, poverty, incarceration. And then there are sins that don't yield to the traditional spiritual principles of prayer and fasting. All of these things begin to reveal that there is demonic influence working in your life.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now the Bible shows us that Jesus dealt with a broad assortment of symptoms attributed to evil spirits. And when he did this, he did not separate healing and deliverance. In Matthew chapter 4 and 23, it says, Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom of God. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. People soon began bringing to him all who were sick, and whatever the sickness or disease was, or if they were demon-possessed, he healed them all. Now, the Bible tells us about an incident where there was a sickness that he spoke to like it was an evil spirit and told it to leave. In Luke chapter 4 and 38, it says, "Now Jesus arose from the synagogue and entered Simon Peter's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made a request for him to go concerning her. So Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. In other words, Jesus commanded the evil spirit behind the condition of the fever to go. In fact, in the original language, it means to send forth. He actually spoke to this thing. He admonished it to leave and sent it forth. Now, sometimes Jesus identified evil spirits that he dealt with by name. For example, in Mark chapter 9 and 25, he identified a spirit. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit. That's a general name for an evil spirit. But then listen to what he says, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you to come out of him and enter him no more. Now, the symptoms of a deaf and dumb spirit are seizure-like. Falling to the ground, foaming at the mouth, even attempting suicide. Jesus also identified a spirit of infirmity. Now, a spirit of infirmity is one that brings sickness, lingering disorders of the body, weakness to be bent over, allergies and cancer. These are just a few things that a spirit of infirmity will try to place upon your body. In Luke chapter 13 and 10, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bent over and could not in any way straighten herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your infirmity." And then he laid his hands on her, and immediately she stood up straight and began to glorify God. Folks, all sicknesses are not caused by evil spirits, but some are. And you should always pray and believe God for healing. Go to the doctor. Do whatever they recommend for you to do. Always be led by the Spirit. Remember, you need to pray through all of your situations, asking God, "Lord, should I do this? Lord, give me guidance. God, give me direction." The Lord will show you. God uses doctors, thank God, and hospitals to help us to be healed. But you should always be praying. Listen, God expects us to pray for healing. And I want to give you an example in the Word of God. There's several, but I'm going to just give you one. In 2 Chronicles 16 and 12, it says, "In the 39th year of his reign, King Asa developed a serious foot disease. Yet even with the severity of this disease, he did not seek the Lord's help." He didn't pray about it. "He turned only to his physicians." Now listen to what it says after. "So he died in the 41st year of his reign." See, look, Jesus Christ died for our healing. He not only died for our salvation, he died that we might be healed. In Isaiah 53 and 5, it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities." It goes on to say, "The punishment which made us well was given to him, and with his stripes," or his wounds, "we are healed." Now, on another occasion, Jesus asked evil spirits to identify themselves. In Mark chapter 5 and 8, it says, "Jesus had already asked the spirit," or said to the spirit, "Come out of the man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus demanded, "What is your name?" This evil spirit that Jesus had said, "Come out of the man," got down on his knees and began to pray to God. "Oh God, please don't let Jesus hurt us." You know, there are religious spirits. I'm going to say it again. There are religious spirits. Jesus said, "Look, what is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, because there are many of us inside of this man." Some people are oppressed by more than one evil spirit. Now, evil spirits are known by their characteristics. Jesus said, "By their fruits you will know them. Now, how can we protect ourselves from evil spirits? Number one, you must be born again. Jesus Christ must be your Savior and Lord. Christians cannot be possessed by evil spirits. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. And here it's really saying that the devil cannot possess what belongs to God. Christians, however, can be oppressed or under the influence of evil spirits. And I'm going to give you another example here. The devil tempted and used Peter to actually rebuke Jesus. See, the devil can use you to do some things that can hurt people, that really are totally out of character. And here, the Bible shows that Peter was an instrument used of the devil against Jesus, but he was not possessed. Listen to what it says in Mark chapter 8 and 32. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. That's what I said. He began to rebuke Jesus. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." In another occasion, Jesus told Peter, "Satan desires to possess you, but he cannot. I have prayed for you." In Luke chapter 22 and 31, he said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." And Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." And Jesus said, "I tell you what, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you've denied me three times. You will say, 'I don't know him.'" Pride is another open door to bondage and deception. We're talking about things to protect us from evil spirits. Number two, submission to God, listening to God, obeying his word. In James chapter 4 and 7, it tells us that we can resist evil spirits and they must obey us. "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Verse 8 follows up by saying, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." And then it says, "So cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." So here, connected with this whole thing of being protected from evil spirits is our responsibility to make sure that we're living morally pure lives. It says, cleanse your hands. It says, purify your hearts. The Bible tells us to put a guard on what we allow into our hearts and what we allow into our minds, our eye gate, our ear gate. This is another way Satan can enter into you. What are you watching on television? What are you listening to? It's so important for you to begin to understand that even the things that we see, the things that we hear, if they are not lining up with the word of God, they can become seeds that grow weeds in our lives that Satan can later use against us.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is "Do I Need Deliverance? Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.